From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Cell phone and smartphone theft is a problem that only seems to get bigger. The international black market of stolen phones is huge and lucrative, and not just for the thieves. Phone makers don't seem to be in a hurry to protect customers from theft. Prosecutors in San Francisco and most recently New York are trying to change that. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Think about what happens when your cell phone is stolen. You have to go out and buy a new one. Then you have to sign up for a new plan with your carrier. So with cell phone theft generating new sales for manufacturers and new contracts for carriers, why would they do anything to stop it? Kevin Mahaffey is with the mobile security firm Lookout. He says there is one incentive, keeping customers.
The manufacturers and the operators care very deeply about trying to improve people's experiences because they found that making people happier is profitable.
Mahaffey says the industry has created a new database to track stolen phones, but it doesn't work outside the U.S. George Gascon is district attorney of San Francisco. Here's the approach he's taken in meetings with cell phone makers and carriers, where he asked them to fight cell phone theft.
For the people in the industry to step up and do the right thing without necessarily being dragged into court or being legislatively forced to do this.
Gascon says it's up to the industry to decide which way to go. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.